This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The truth shall set you free!
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
Things that make you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
That makes you go.
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go.
Outside the box and inside the book, it's Ty Bollinger. Hey, my
RSV, what's up, buddy?
The book is on my mind. I just saw this blast from The Truth About Cancer, and some guy named Ty Bollinger was in a video saying, dude, you got to buy the book. You got to buy it the right way so we can sustain our efforts of outreach and reaching the crossover, let's say, potential of the message that we all share here. And I wanted to start there because I think this is important, not only because we're on a mission to help people heal and bring the power to heal back where it belongs, but we're not only preaching to the converted, we're trying to bring some new folks on.
Yeah, I just finished a book called The Truth About Cancer. Surprise, surprise. It's a great name here.
Yeah.
And, kind of aligns with our documentary series that we've done the last few years. And it will be, it's right now, it's not available, but you can pre-order, but we want you to pre-order it the right way. Our goal is to get it mainstream. I think it releases October 24th. And so there's a specific methodology that you use to get books, high up on the New York Times bestseller list. And so we've got some guys on the team that have figured that out. I don't know how to do it, but yeah, we just released that today. And so we're encouraging people to go out and pre-order it through the specific website that we released. And then the guys on the team know how to release the orders in order to get it to number one on the New York Times bestseller. And what that does, it gets it on the bookshelves. It gets it in the supermarkets. It gets it in the airports, in the bookstores on the airport. So it hits a crowd of people that would never hear about this otherwise. And so that's really the goal, is to get it more mainstream. And we're donating every penny that we make on it to charities. So we're not making any money on it at all. Nothing. We're going to donate everything to charities. So it's really not about making money on a book. It's about getting the message out there to the masses. Right. So that's what we're trying to do.
So your daughter charity is going to receive all of the proceeds from this book.
No, you got me.
No,
that's funny.
It is.
That's funny. Charity has said that before. She's heard me talking about donating the money to charity. She's like, you're giving it all to me?
That's so cute. That's adorable. No, I think that's an important point because, there are people that are cynical about all these things because there's a lot of stuff we've talked about cancer charities, how not charitable they are. And, the reason for this strategically is not so, all the book sales come through The Truth About Cancer. It's because how they're going to be sent through from the publisher and how they're cataloged via these bestseller lists like New York Times, USA Today, etc. If we get one big surge through Amazon, it'll top the charts for a week, but then it's a flash in the pan. And what we're all about here, what you're all about, Ty, and everything we do together is not about flash in the pan. It's about sustainability. It's about reaching into places that never have heard this message. And you've already achieved. We've achieved a lot, but we're not resting on the laurels, so to speak. We're going, okay, who else needs to hear this? I don't know anybody who doesn't need to hear this.
Right.
And
right.
So,
everybody does. You're right.
So it's a sustainable method of outreach, a very simple method, because folks, you're going to buy the book and we want you to. But if you utilize this technique through this channel, it's going to help you to share the message, because I know the folks out there that listen and that have watched The Truth About Cancer, that love you and Charlene and the family and all that we're doing, want to see it sustained. So again, it's a simple thing. It's different than what you might think needs to be done, but it's a strategy. And I just, not that it needs more emphasis, but I am emphasizing it just to be safe.
Yeah, and put the, I guess you're going to put the, or you have put the link in the show notes.
Yes.
So people can click there and go through and order. And look, it's a great book, number one. It's got a real thorough synopsis of my travels. It's got a thorough synopsis of diet, nutrition, treatments. I mean, it's a really, really well-written book. It's a hardcover book, too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it looks like something that you would see on the bookshelf. So it's just, we've really taken it up a notch on this one. It's a great book, and it's, I think that it's like $22 or something ridiculously low for a hardcover book. And
that's,
you can
really
get
great.
Yeah, I mean, 3 for $60 or something. Plus, then when you order through us, and again, all the money's going to charity, so I'm not doing this so we can make money, but when you order through us, we can release the books the right number each week to keep it at the top of the list on the New York Times.
Correct.
Once we hit there, and I think we will. But I also did 3 videos a few weeks ago where I was just standing in front of the camera going stream of consciousness on all the topics in the book, and so we got 3 different videos that are bonus videos that you'll get if you order on our webpage as well. So we're trying to entice people. Please don't go to Amazon to order it. Don't go to order it anywhere else. Order through our site.
Yep.
And then you get a bunch of bonuses too.
Yeah, including the audio book, I believe, that's not going to be.
Oh yeah, you get the audio book as well. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's all kinds of stuff that you get if you order through us. And again, it's not for us to make money. We're donating every penny to charity. We want it to go to number one on the New York Times, and we want it to stay there for several weeks.
Yes, and you know how much we love to listen to Hillbilly Hank read a book. So it's going to be a bonus, absolutely.
It's actually a 10-hour book, Robert, because I spoke this slow.
Yeah, normally it's done in 20 minutes. No. Yeah. Anyway, it's a great way, and I love that the strategy involved here. This, you know, this is, we've talked about this. We've had meetings about this, you know, with folks that are making this kind of outreach and saying, you know what, why do the bad guys get all the number one seller books and have it sustained? Because they apply these same strategies. It's not like no one else can access it. It's just very few seem to know about it. And so it's a simple thing that you can modify the way you're going to get the book. And I don't mean to belabor the point, but I think this is just so efficient. It's using it's art of war strategy. It's like using their energy against the bad guys to get this information to places they don't want it to go.
Yeah, it absolutely is. And just so you all know, we have to pay for this. I mean, it's not like we're getting people to do this for free. I mean, there's teams that we've had to hire to do this. So in the end, we're actually going to end up losing quite a bit of money on this book, but that doesn't matter. We don't care about that. We want the message to get out there. And so, you know, it costs to get the message out there. And that's what we're willing to do, because we want people to know the truth about cancer.
Exactly. So, folks, it's very exciting that this is coming out. The reach is expanding despite all the obstacles that are out there thrown in our paths. We're not dissuaded by that at all. We'll just do an end around them. We'll leap over it, whatever we got to do if we have to plow through it. But, you know, efficiency is not having to plow through it when you don't have to, right?
Oh, exactly. I don't want to have to go Bo Jackson on them. We want to do a little Tony Dorsett if we can.
Right. Thunder thighs do a little end around, twist and turn. All right, so folks, this is where we start today on Outside the Box each week here with Ty Bollinger. And, of course, links are up in the show notes, including where to get the new book, The Truth About Cancer. Let's see, what else we got to do here? Oh, you know, obviously it's politics season. Sometimes we do our foray into politics. This is sort of, it's only semi-political in that there's a political name tied to it, Obamacare, mm-hmm. right? We've talked Obamacare for many years. But what has Obamacare brought us? Higher premiums, less real coverage in terms of that, because the mandated coverage may be not what you want to participate in and with you or your family. But now we have more evidence that Obamacare causes cancer. Obamacare causes cancer. Can you imagine this, Ty? That would never happen.
Well, how does it cause cancer, Robert? I'm gonna go for the bait here. How does it cause cancer? I know there's probably several ways, but what are we talking about?
Well,
here?
Number one is that the number of mammograms being given to Medicare patients is on the rise.
Yeah. Okay. Healthfinder.gov story you're talking about. Now I'm putting the dots together. Okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, breast cancer is caused by mammograms. We know there was a 25-year study that was released just a couple years ago that was in British Medical Journal that showed that basically mammography in women that are aged, I think, 40 to 59 at that time does not reduce mortality from breast cancer at best. And that was a 25-year study. But we also know that mammograms actually not only don't reduce breast cancer, but they cause breast cancer because it's ionizing radiation. And the American Cancer Society knows that. There was a 2009 study that showed that we should stop recommending breast cancer screening via mammography for women that were aged 40 to 60 because it didn't do any good and it actually caused cancer. And the American Cancer Society took 5 years or 6 years to change their recommendations. Now I think it's 45. But bottom line is it doesn't help. And at worst, it doesn't help.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so when I see
I'm sorry. At best, it doesn't help. At worst, it causes the disease.
Right. And the idea here is to be clear, even controversial, when you go out with a headline like that. Did Robert say Obamacare causes cancer? Yes, I did. And now we understand how and why. We tied it together.
Robert, yes. Look, okay, so you have a mammogram. We know about the literally millions of false positives. Millions of false positives. We know about the 300-something% increase in ductal carcinoma in situ, which is not actually, now they're saying that might be stage zero breast cancer, and it might not even be breast cancer, but what do we do? Mm-hmm. We get a false positive, and we start the women on tamoxifen.
Right.
Yay, tamoxifen.
Right.
And guess what? Mm-hmm. It's a known carcinogen. When we were up there in Ann Arbor, one of the things in our lecture, I highlighted a screenshot of the American Cancer Society's own website that shows that a group one carcinogen at the top of the list is tamoxifen. Mm-hmm. Tamoxifen.
Yeah.
That's the drug that they prescribe to treat breast cancer, but the ACS says that it causes cancer. So we have this disconnect here. We have this disconnect. It's just like with vaccines, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
We have a disconnect. We have ingredients in vaccines that cause cancer that are known carcinogens. We have ingredients that we know cause brain inflammation, and still we inject them into the child. The child comes down with brain inflammation, and the pediatrician says it was just a coincidence. It's just people are just not being intellectually honest when it comes to cancer. They're not being intellectually honest when it comes to vaccines. It's just we have this whole generation now that's living in a fairy tale world when it comes to medicine because we've been sold a bill of goods, we've been lied to, and we just buy it because we're told it by doctors.
Unbelievable. And this is, again, strengthening one of my statements. The most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. And, yes, that includes Obamacare. We got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show Outside the Box with Ty Bollinger. Links are up in the show notes. Once again, if you haven't already placed the order for The Truth About Cancer, the new book through Hay House that Ty Bollinger has written, follow the link that we have here at robertscottbell.com so that we can sustain a number one release for weeks and get this book everywhere.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Upcoming events listed in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. TMB, RSB together again at the Homeo Prophylaxis Conference, St. Pete, October 7th and 8th and 9th. We'll be there for at least a couple of days. Also, the big event, if you haven't got your tickets, we'll let you know how to stream it live. The Truth About Cancer Ultimate Live Symposium, Dallas, Texas. And then later in the month, the Hearthlight event, the healing event Kim Haynes is putting on up there in Gainesville, North Georgia. Looking forward to the basketball game between us and the Harlem Legends. And, of course, if you want some comic relief, just watch me on the court. So with that, TMB, you'll cover for me. I'll just hide behind you. I had Larry Pilevsky on yesterday. You connected us. What an amazing guy.
He's awesome, isn't he? He's just so down to earth. He's so smart.
Oh, dude.
He blew me away when I traveled up to D.C. to interview him. How did it go? I wasn't able to listen in.
Oh, it totally sucked. It was just horrible. It was great. He was animated, engaged, and we had a great time. He even let me make fun of his last name, so he's a good guy. We like him a lot.
And
you're right. On the issue of so many things, vaccines and immunity, we were able to scratch just the surface of where I want to go with him in the future. Also, I had earlier in the week on Dr. Robert Bard, who I connected with through Carol Alt, a very nice man, medical doctor who utilizes ultrasound technology instead of ionizing radiation. And I perceive it to be less invasive, less harmful, although Dr. Pilevsky indicated to me, because he's hardcore, Ty, this guy. He's like,
yeah,
that
he
still
is.
Can create some DNA damage. I'm not going to dispute that. I would just be under the impression, and I'll delve into it further, that I would rather have ultrasound than x-rays and CT scans any day of the week. But I'm going to revisit that. But that's the kind of guy Dr. Pilevsky is. He's just all the way there, and I enjoyed engaging in a discussion with him. Like I said, intellectual stuff was just fun for me, so I appreciate the connection there.
Yeah, I remember after I interviewed him, he was one of those guys that I talked to the camera crew about, and he was the kind of the, I equated him to the Nick Gonzalez of the vaccine crowd, because literally when I interviewed Dr. Nick a couple years ago, for the first time up there in New York City, I could have just said, Dr. Nick, would you just talk about cancer for 2 hours? And he could have.
Oh, yeah.
And he pretty much did. I mean, if you watch the full interview, I barely got a word in edgewise, and I didn't want to. He's just so knowledgeable. But Dr. Pelosi's the same way. I literally could have just, he's like the vaccine Energizer Bunny. I could have just wound him up and said, Dr. Pelosi, talk about vaccines, and then boom, he's off to the races. And that's I love that because he knows his stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He knows where he stands, and it's not just theory. He's got science to back up everything he says.
That's what I noticed, and you can actually engage in a discussion, ask pointed questions, and he's ready to respond. And like you said, that's so enjoyable for me as far as interviewing a guest and interacting with him. So I'm looking forward to doing some more with Dr. Pelosi. There is another update on vaccines, particularly flu shots. The vaccine court records are showing rising cases of injuries and deaths from flu shots. Here we go. The promotion campaign as the fall season hits. Get your flu shot. No, don't. This is a disaster, and it's becoming more and more obvious.
It is a disaster, and we know that based upon the Cochrane collaboration that the flu shot is virtually worthless for the elderly and for infants, and we know that it's just a crapshoot to get the right strain of the virus, and they never do, and we know that the flu shot contains, what is it, Robert, 25 times the allowable limit of mercury via thimerosal?
Yeah,
right?
That's right. If you get the multi-dose vial concoction, which the vast majority of them are, I mean, you literally have to go out of your way to request, hey, can I have the unit dose vial, which means it's a one-time use that doesn't require extra thimerosal / mercury. But again, if they don't shake that vial up each time adequately and you're getting the last vaccine that's available in that multi-dose container, you can end up with 50 to 100 to 5. Who knows how many micrograms of mercury are in it?
Exactly. I was just about to bring that up. I think that it was Dr. Pelosi when I interviewed him up in D.C. that mentioned that very thing, that if you're using a multi-dose vial or you get an injection and they have not shaken it up properly, that you could get, you know, 2, 3, 10 times the amount that's supposed to be in there of mercury. And another interesting thing is that where do we get most flu shots? I mean, most flu shots are not given at the doctor's office now. They're given at your local drugstore.
Yes.
By somebody that's not a doctor.
Right. And how are they treating it, right? How are they shaking it up? Are they at all?
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, it's very possible you're the last dose in that vial. You could be getting 100, 200, 300 times the allowable limit of mercury in one dose. It's just atrocious what that can do to you.
It is. All right, folks. We've got lots of other ways to keep your immune system strong. We'll talk about it after the break with Ty Bollinger, including how Microsoft and Bill Gates may be to the rescue on cancer? Are you kidding me? After the break, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money-back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria,
and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-990-1243. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-990-1243. That's 1-800-990-1243. 1-800-990-1243.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Now, I love going out to the events that we're at, not only because I love to hang out with UTMB, but the folks that join us at these events, whether it be the Truth About Cancer, whether it be the Cancer Prevention Convention we just did, or whether it be the Homeoprophylaxis one coming up at the Hearthlight event, it's the most amazing and inspiring thing to meet folks that have overcome cancer,
yep,
at least partly, sometimes wholly because they've encountered the truth about cancer, cancer step outside the box, the things we talk about. And I just have to smile when I think of one of the guys we met at the Cancer Prevention Convention, Tom Clint.
Oh, yeah.
What amazing. He's really a hometown healer, a real hero out there, because he's not, and the irony, he could have lost his tongue and not been able to speak at all, but because he was inspired by what is being done out there, what you've done, he still has a voice, and he's using it, and he's letting it out. And to me, that's as inspiring as anything we encounter when we're out and about.
It really was inspiring. Tom, if you're listening, yeah, it was great meeting you. And, you know, one of the things that I forgot to mention that day that we mentioned that we met him was that when we lived down in Panama, we met a gentleman that had very, very similar circumstances, same type of cancer, except when they went in to operate on him without his consent, they cut his tongue out.
Wow.
And so now he'll go the rest of his life without being able to speak very well. I mean, he's doing his best without a tongue, but you know what that sounds like.
Yeah.
He didn't give him permission. They just went in, and they did it because they thought that's what he needed. And I wonder how many times that happens that they go in and they remove a body part without having permission. And you know, I just got contacted this morning by one of the ladies that will be at our event, and she's a reporter, and she said her grandmother just got in. It just blows me away how this happens every week, every day. 2 weeks ago, her grandmom went in and she was diagnosed with colon cancer. They immediately gave her a colostomy bag and then started dosing her on multi antibiotics so that she could fight off the infection that they created by giving her the colostomy bag. And she just died. Took them 2 weeks. They killed her. 2 weeks, yeah.
And another irony of those antibiotics is that many times throughout your life, you're given these things, and they are going to precipitate cancer because they create inflammation that is not corrected even by just mere probiotic replenishment. Again, why do I emphasize and talk so much, and why did we include the details of the gut recovery protocol and Unlock the Power to Heal? Because one of the keys to preventing cancer is gut health, gut integrity, epithelial integrity, and they not only kill this woman with the treatment and the subsequent infection and the treatment for that infection, but probably had multiple rounds of antibiotics over the years that precipitated the inflammation that led to cancer to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, as Mike Adams, our good buddy, the Health Ranger, often says, you know, there's nothing like a business that creates the very disease that you're trying or you claim that you're trying to prevent. Mm-hmm. And that's what these antibiotics are doing. I mean, they're wiping out everything in the gut. They're wiping us out. Mm-hmm. And then there's nothing left. You give great examples of that in your lecture about having how you need to rebuild the gut. But you can't rebuild it if you've got just desert and rocks.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said, if you want creatures that live in the desert to live in your gut, of course, fine. Antibiotic yourself away, napalm the gut. But that's just not the way it works. We're supposed to have a rainforest down there. But we've got a bunch of idiots. I'm sorry, I'm being direct here. But when I talk about this, I'm going, dude, these people have degrees because they're not using the sense God gave them. You just don't napalm the gut and leave it that way.
Mm-mm. No, and you got a good chuckle at the Ann Arbor conference when you mentioned the degree. Every time you do, you get a good laugh. It never stops being funny, but sad at the same time.
Yeah, no, that's like you said, and it isn't that I'm against or opposed outright to higher institutions of learning, but they become higher institutions of propaganda, and you come out with titles of not nobility, even though they're supposed to be, I think they're titles of knowability in a sense, because you say, I can rest on my degree, I don't have to think. No, you do have to think, doctor. And the doctors that are doing the good work, they're the ones we feature on this show because they're thinking independently. They haven't shut down and put the pharmaceutical horse blinders on, or if they had them on, they've removed them. And that's why we feature them.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that unfortunately doctors are in such a bad position today, in between a rock and a hard spot, that if they do begin to think, right, they think outside the box, they begin to consider options that are not approved, they get lambasted, they get ridiculed, they get accused, they might lose their license, they might lose their livelihood, they might lose their life. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of risk that's going on when doctors do step outside the box. And, you know, one of the doctors that has, and our prayers and thoughts are with him, is Dr. Kalb here in the Nashville area. You know, he stepped outside the box. He was intellectually honest. He saw the huge insurgence of children with brain damage and with autistic spectrum disorders over the years. He learned about the fact that vaccines are a big part of that puzzle piece that's missing, and he decided to stop giving vaccines. And we interviewed him that night.
Right.
He got back from Autism One a few months ago, and he has been literally attacked ever since then. They're threatening to lose his, you know, to take his license. And you know, Charlene was able to get a quick Facebook Live video with him this last weekend when the Vax team was here.
Yeah, he's such a nice man.
He's such a good guy. He's such a good man. And the only thing he did wrong was he decided to think for himself.
Yeah.
And he decided to go against the grain and do what he thought would be best for his patients. How dare him?
Right. And of course, they
threaten to take his license now.
The doctors that don't get that to happen to them are part of a Borg collective, a medical collective. And you step out, become an individual, you start thinking clearly, rationally, you ask questions, and they attack you. Any update you can share on Dr. Kalb's situation? I mean, he's not backing down, is he?
He's not backing down. I don't know where he's going from here. I don't know where the board stands right now, the Tennessee Medical Board, but he's just been attacked. And, you know, unfortunately, Dr. Kalb actually thought that there were caring human beings on the other side of the table.
Yeah.
He found out there's not many.
No, there's a level of Boy Scout naivete sometimes, and we can't be that because they can blindside you, as has happened here. So prayers, love, support for Dr. Kalb as well.
Yeah. Yeah, speaking of blindside, it looks like there's thousands of students in Maryland that got blindsided. Did you see this article on National News, Robert?
Oh, they banned thousands of students for refusing government vaccines?
Yeah. 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 In Maryland, it says students in kindergarten, first, second, and seventh through ninth grades, they've got to prove that they've recently received their latest round of vaccines. Otherwise, they can't get into school. And so Maryland is now banning students that don't have the proof. And here's what's interesting, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Dell Bigtree shared this on the Facebook Live Saturday night that Charlene was able to get. She got a lot of Facebook Lives, but when he was talking at the get-together, he said they do not care about the 3% of children that are not vaccinated today. They want you.
Yeah.
This is the first of many baby steps to vaccinate every man, woman, and child in the United States. And so if that doesn't get your attention, if that doesn't make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, that, you know, if you're listening and you go, well, it's, you know, poor kids, but it doesn't affect me. Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Give them a few years and they're going to be coming for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
By the way, in the Maryland case, this is sort of a repeat. I've covered a story like this out of Maryland years ago, particularly a target like inner city, Baltimore, minorities, poorer folks that don't know that they have an option to not vaccinate their children and still send their kids to school. And that's a big part of this problem. They don't give them the real choice, like in Maryland, that they have a religious opt-out. And of course, they don't want them to know that. So they're saying, oh no, you get them caught up. And of course, if you rush to catch them up, oftentimes they might have gotten shots prior. You're going to double up on them, but they're going to give them all at once. And you know the devastation that happens, particularly among African-American boys, as we saw with the CDC whistleblower, William Thompson. It's a genocidal impact in the name of protecting children from disease.
It is. It is. And the thing about vaccines that we have all these multi-dose vials of vaccines. We have the DPT. We have the MMR. We have these vaccines that have, you know, several viruses and or bacteria all in them all at once. While some studies have been done on the safety of vaccines single dose, and I'm not going to say they're valid. I'm just saying that they have done studies. There have been no studies done on the safety of multi-dose vials.
Mm-hmm.
So they've never studied whether it's safe to give a diphtheria, pertussis, and tetanus vaccine together. They've never done studies whether it's safe to give measles, mumps, rubella. And that was one of the things that Dr. Larry mentioned in his interview up in Washington, D.C., is that they're finding now that people that get exposed to measles and mumps close to the same time, the natural exposure, they have an increase in bowel disease. And that was really what Andy Wakefield was looking at 20 years ago, was that, hey, what if the measles, mumps, rubella shot, exposing these children to the measles and the mumps virus at the same time, what if that causes inflammatory bowel disease? What if we should spread these out? That was really Andy's only crime.
Yeah.
is that he decided, he suggested that they spread out the vaccines. He didn't say stop giving them. He just said spread them out.
Separate them and spread them out. Yeah.
It's a big business given the multi-dose vials, because as we look at like the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, well, rubella is virtually worthless for boys. Boys don't need rubella vaccine, because the only time that rubella is ever dangerous is if you're pregnant, and boys don't get pregnant. But if they separated the vaccines out, boys wouldn't need the rubella. They'd lose a sixth of their market.
Very, very good point. And also remember, the mumps vaccine plain doesn't work. How do we know? Well, Merck is involved in a lawsuit. They've been sued because they spiked the antigens with rabbit blood to show that they were stimulating antibody responses, I should say, artificially, but it wasn't happening. And that's why, in order to get it approved by the FDA to have their monopoly on the MMR, they needed to show some level of antibody production, which is just plain not happening, as evidenced by seeing all of these areas where fully vaccinated populations are now suffering with mumps.
Yeah, and isn't that disgusting? They say they spike it with rabbit blood to get the result that they want to show that it's efficacious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, that is criminal.
Yeah,
that's criminal. But they get away with it. It's just we go back to the belief or to our allegation, your allegation, John Rappaport's allegation. This is not science. It is the church of, what is it now, biological?
Pharmaceutical mysticism. Right.
Okay. I can't ever remember which one it is now.
Church of
pharmaceutical mysticism.
Immunological mysticism. You can throw them all in there, and you're right.
That's
the case. It isn't good, sound science. It is religion. Just like if you were to defend, we get into controversies like the whole abuse of boys or children in the Catholic Church. You may still have your belief, but you don't want to defend that, do you? I mean, even if you believe in vaccines, right? Maybe there are people out there that do. Do you defend this criminal behavior, right?
Right, right. It's like all we want is people to be intellectually honest.
Exactly.
For instance,
hold that thought. We're up against the break here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. TMB, RSB, together again. Super D making it sound so good. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I forgot, Robert. I told you I was going to forget my thought. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, yeah. I was worried about you. You got a brain like a steel trap. You don't forget anything.
So what I was saying at the break is that, okay, so for instance, let's say that we had people on our side of the table that are trying to, you know, show how dangerous vaccines are. And let's say that we found out that somebody on our side had falsified results or had injected certain things into vaccines or added them to vaccines that weren't really there to make vaccines look worse than they are. I mean, I would be the first one to say, you know what? That is so wrong. We can't falsify science to try to support our position. It is what it is. We, you know, we don't need any help to show that they're toxic. Let's not falsify studies and put things in there that really aren't. But the reality is that's what's going on the other side. But as you mentioned, the people that support vaccines, they overlook that and say, well, it doesn't matter. We know it's.
Well, and they openly suppress discussion of it because they're afraid that people might begin to question their belief. It's like, is it about your belief or is it about really helping children? Because as I said, even if you believe in vaccines, wouldn't you want to defend integrity and science to support your beliefs? Or are you opposed to pointing out corruption that does not support your belief in vaccines? I mean, it's just, like I said, the cognitive dissonance runs so deep. But then again, we have an autism explosion because of the lunatic, what we call it, feverish followers without independent thought.
And did you see, I think I mentioned this before, but it just struck me that it was a tweet by Hillary Clinton a couple weeks ago. The science is settled. The earth is round. The sky is blue. Vaccines work. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw it.
Science never, well, apparently they didn't work with her either because she got pneumonia after she'd received the pneumonia vaccine, pneumococcal, apparently.
That is a very good point, yes.
But reality is, I mean, science is never settled. Anybody that says that science is settled, that's an anti-scientific statement. Science is never settled. And so we can't come, when they come from that position, that is just, science is a process. It's not a conclusion.
Yeah, so, and consensus is, doesn't make it right. Oh, well, the majority of people believe, right? We talk about flat earth people. Now they're making a rebound for some strange reason. But, you know, we could go to Bill Gates and Microsoft to help us cure cancer, couldn't we? I mean, that'd be a logical thing to do.
Yes, it would. I mean, as smart as he is. But now here's another story on Natural News. The Bill Gates bleep brigade. Microsoft claims it can solve cancer by making your body run like a crappy operating system.
You know,
I love Mike's headlines.
They're great. And of course, in this case, it completely denies the existence of a human immune system. There's no cause and effect associated with cancer. It's just a spontaneous happenstance. It's like, really? You want to play into that victim mentality? Not that, homie, don't play that game here.
No, the spontaneous cancer lunatics are running the asylum, Mike says in the article. And he couldn't be more accurate. That's the reality is true. He says that the entire cancer industry pretends that cancer is a spontaneous disease without cause, and they violate the laws of physics and science. Look, you want to have a scientific debate about this? I challenge anyone to debate Mike Adams on this subject. I'm not going to debate. I'm not near as smart as Mike, but I guarantee you, that dude's a scientist. He's got a he's got a lab down there that is state of the art. He is a scientist, and he knows his stuff. And they don't want to debate somebody like Mike. I would love to see Orek debate Mike.
Oh, good Lord. Orek to debate anybody. He won't. He runs and he yells and he froths at the mouth. Listen, the idea here, of course, is citizen science, that people have independent thought. Stop giving it up to these institutions of higher indoctrination. These places are rife with conflicts of interest, pharmaceutical and otherwise. I'm not impugning the integrity of every scientist out there or in there. But the reality is they learn pretty quickly. If they don't toe the line, the money dries up and they're out of a job. And this is the control factor also in research for cancer cures outside
That's
of
true.
Some of the movement like we've been doing and you've been doing with the truth about cancer.
That's true, and I mean it's sad that it filters down into the charities too, the cancer charities.
Yep.
You know, we look at cancer charities like Kids Wish Network, Cancer Fund of America, Breast Cancer Relief, Woman to Woman Breast Cancer Foundation, National Cancer Coalition, Hope Cancer Fund, Children's Leukemia Research Fund, and so forth. I mean, I have a slide that I go over in my lectures about this, and you look at those charities that are supposed to be donating money to help cancer patients, and we get anywhere from 0.5% to 3 or 4% of those funds are actually given to children or given to cancer patients. It's a fraud.
Folks, you want to help out, go get The Truth About Cancer, the new book by Ty Bollinger through Hay House, but buy it at the link we have in the show notes. It's going to make a difference because it's going to keep getting the word out. TMB, take us out.
Hey, you need to remember things. And one thing that you do need to remember is the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.